在汉朝的时候，我们称它做安息帝国，安息王国。
In that's the Han Dynasty, and it's called
安息王国。
那么这个
其实呢，其实就是圣经里面所说的帕提亚，帕提亚的帕提亚王国。
It's the Empire of Parthia.
所以你就晓得说，所以由罗马帝国不能够跨过尤弗拉底河，就是因为帕提亚王国和他对抗。
The Romans cannot cross Euphrates because there's another empire against it.
那敌人的敌人可以是我的朋友。
And my enemy's enemy could be my friend.
所以他们怎么决定呢？
So what did they decide to
do? 我们完全帮助帕提亚帝国。
We're going to help the empire of Parthia.
我们参加他们的军队。
We join their armies.
我们给他们钱。
We give them money.
所有上上下下，我们通通帮助他们。
We help them from the top to the bottom.
你明白吗？
Do you understand?
他们所有的财富，所有的东西集中在一起。
They gather all their wealth.
他们的目的是什么？
What's their purpose?
希望有一天Parthia能够打回去。
Hope one day the Parthia can.
如果他们能把耶路撒冷拿下来的话，
They can take back Jerusalem.
那么以色列人就可以重建圣殿了。
Then Israel can rebuild the temple.
所以其中有一个拉比怎么说呢？
So one rabbi said.
所以你就知道那个时候他们的心里是存了一个什么样的心理。
Now you know what they're thinking at that time.
他们这个拉比告诉我们说。
The rabbi said.
他说什么时候你在耶路撒冷？
When do in Jerusalem?
你看见波斯人在那里把一匹马拴在耶路撒冷的街头上的话。
If you see a Persian, tying a horse, on the street of Jerusalem.
你就知道说。弥赛亚很快就来了。
Then you know that Messiah is coming soon.
弥赛亚一来，耶路撒冷一定得到解放。
When Messiah comes, then Jerusalem will be liberated.
那耶路撒冷一得到解放，圣殿就要重建。
When Jerusalem is liberated, the temple will be rebuilt.
你们知道那个时候他所做的梦是什么样的梦
？Now you know what they're dreaming about at that time.
一直等到162年。
Until year 162.
那是很特别的一年。
It's a very special year.
那一年什么事情发生
？What happened in that year?
那一年原来罗马帝国跟帕提亚帝国有一次战争。
There was a war between the Roman Empire and the Parthia Empire.
那是个决定性的战争。
It's a critical war.
当然，所有的犹太人都希望那一次帕提亚王国能够打败罗马帝国。
All the Jews wished that the Parthia can defeat the Romans.
结果是什么呢？
But what's the result?
最后帕提亚帝国完全被打败了。
The empire of Parthia was completely defeated.
所以那一年一被打败以后，
After their defeat,
你知道他们的梦完全破碎了。
So their dream completely,
明白吗？他们努力在那奋斗，希望不要飘流到全世界各地。
They were fighting to not be scattered all over the world.
所以他们结交朋友，敌人的敌人。
So they made friend with the enemies of
their enemy. 他们帮助这些波斯人。
They were helping those Persians.
希望能够打回耶路撒冷。
So that they can take back Jerusalem.
你看，用世界的政治和势力。
They use the worldly politics and power.
但是最后，他们发现他们的梦粉碎了。
But in the end, their dream was shattered.
没有一个人能够抵抗神的手。
No one can go against the hand of God.
神如果要他们看见天之牙，如果要看 the edge of heaven, 他们非要看到 the edge of heaven 不可。
If God wants them to see the edge of heaven, they will have to.
所以162年。
So in 162,
他们的梦完全破碎。
Their dream was completely shattered.
等到他们真的分散。
When they are truly scattered,
他们现在真的甘心开始慢慢慢有的就到了巴比伦后来。
So some went to Babylon.
所以不管怎么样
，No matter what,
当他们真的往外走，真的往外漂流的时候
，When they start to scatter away,
162年
，In year
163年 连着两年
，In two consecutive
他们在漂流的路上
，On their way of scattering,
他们过祝棚节。
They celebrate the Feast of Tabernacle and the Passover.
但是满月变红像血。
But the full moon turned into blood.
这是八次里面的第一次。
So this is the first of the eight times.
后面所代表的故事我想是很清楚的。
It's very clear what it represents.
然后他们就开始漂流了。
then they started their wandering in the world.
那根据考古学家留给我们一些证据。
According to the archaeologists,
他们最早是往北方流，北方往北方在那里流浪。
They wandered towards the north.
还是受逼迫。
They were persecuted.
有各种的环境逼迫他们。
There are very every environment persecuted.
结果经过了633年。
After 633 years,
大概到了795年的时候。
In the year 795,
那你想想看，他们几乎没有地方可以去。
They have no place to go.
起头他们是往北边漂流。
At first, they moved north.
但到处都受逼迫。
But they were persecuted everywhere.
没有一个地方可以称为是他们的家。
There's no place they can call home.
所以那个时候，神就为他们预备了个避难所。
God prepared a shelter for them.
那么当他们往北边走的时候
，When they moved north,
最早因为他们都是犹太人
，Because they were Jews.
犹太人都知道
，Jews all know.
有一个地方叫做西古提。
There's a place called
City. 我们知道保罗不是讲了无分是化外人或者西古提人。
Whether it's a barbarian or Cynthia.
那么到底西古提什么地方呢
？Where's what is Cynthia？
因为在保罗那个时候
，Because during the time of Paul，
他们所有犹太人都知道
，All Jews know，
在黑海的北边
，In the north of Black Sea，
有两个半岛。
There are two peninsula.
有一个半岛就是今天我们所知道的克里米亚半岛。
One is what we know today as Crimea.
还有一个就是靠近今天所谓有个地方叫索奇，那个半两个半岛是这样子的。
There's another one that's today called Sochi.
那么在保罗那个时候
，During the time of Paul，
那个地方已经是这个谁啊？已经是希腊的殖民地。
That place is already a colony of the Greek Empire.
你凡是在希腊能找的东西，在那里都找得到。
Anything you can find in Greece, you can find there.
你到了西古提，就等于到希腊一样。
If you reached Scythia, then you've reached Greece.
化外人就表示你不会讲希腊话。
Barbarians are those who cannot speak Greek.
西古提因为是希腊的殖民地，当然会讲希腊话。
Scythia, because it's the colony of Greece.They can speak Greek.
到了西古提，你就等于到了希腊一样。
If you've reached Scythe, then you've reached Greece.
所以明白吗，弟兄姊妹
？So now you understand.
所以那个时候，所有的犹太人都知道。
So all the Jews know at that time.
呀，老早已经有犹太人已经移民到这些地方去。
There were Jews, that immigrated to those places already.
所以，就着逻辑来讲，等到他们真的往世界漂流，他第一个方向当然是往北边走的。
So, according to logic, obviously, when the first place they would go would be going to the north.
但是经过了六百多年的流浪。
But after 600 years of
wandering, 还是到处受标迫。
They were still persecuted everywhere.
还是没有地方可以去。
They still had no place to go.
啊，如果今天到了克里米亚。
If you go to Crimea today,
就已经到了苏联了。
You are in Soviet Union.
就已经到了Russia, 到了 Russia, 罗斯罗斯了，也就到了 Ukraine, 也就到了乌克兰了。
You are in Ukraine.
你只要到了黑海的北边。
If you are in the north of, to the north of Black Sea.
慢慢你就靠近北边的极处了。
Then you will be reaching the end of the north.
所以请大家记得。
So please remember.
所以很明显的从795年到860年。
From year 795 to 860.
他们慢慢当然就往北边迁移。
They've moved north.
但是问题在这里。
But the problem is,
你什么地方是他们的家呢
？Where is their home？
所以就在那个时候。
So at that time，
在里海跟黑海的中间
，between Caspian Sea and the Black Sea，
有一个山脉叫做高加索山脉。
There's a mountain range called Caucasus。
那么普通我们讲 Caucasian 就是高加索人。
Caucasian comes from that name。
那我们讲 Caucasian 其实讲白人呢。
It's the white man.
那白人其实就是圣经中的以闪罕、雅弗，是雅弗的一般的人。
They are descendants of Japhet.
所以那个山脉呢，就叫做高加索山脉。
So that mountain range is called Caucasus.
那么就在死黑海跟里海中间。
It's between the Caspian Sea and the Black Sea.
那么高加索山脉的南边就是中亚 ，Central Asia.
So south of the Caucasus is Central Asia.
那么北边就是欧洲了。
The north is Europe.
那么很有意思。
Very interesting.
当你读中国历史的时候
，When you read Chinese history,
你知道匈奴就被 汉朝的人就往东边赶，往西边赶。
You know, the Huns were driven by the Chinese to the west.
所以有一般所谓的蒙古列，其实就是蒙古人。
They were Mongolians.
然后呢，就到了什么呀？就到了中亚，就到了刚才我们所说的那个地方。
They reached Central Asia, and that's the place we're talking
about. 结果这些匈奴，这些蒙古人。
Those Huns, those Mongols.
他们在那个时候就建立了一个很大的帝国。
They established a great empire.
这个叫做哈萨尔王国，哈萨尔。
This is the Khazar.
Khazar. 所以那个整个地方叫 Khazaria, 就是 Khazaria.
Khazaria.
所以这是的的确确历史上有的一个国家。
So this was indeed a nation in the history.
那么到了那个时候。
So at that time.
我现在讲到历史上的65年。
That's the 65 years.
从795到860。
From 795 to 860.
就是那65年。
During that 65 years, please remember one thing.
原来就在苏联的南部
in the south of Soviet Union,
有一个很大的帝国
there was a great empire.
严格说来是匈奴，也就是蒙古人
Strictly speaking, there are Huns, there are the Mongols.
结果他们壮大到一个地步
They were so strong.
他们可以平衡那个时候的世界
They can balance the world at that time.
因为他们的西边就是东罗马帝国。
Because west to the west is the Eastern Roman Empire.
他们南边就是回教大帝国。
The south is the Ottoman Empire.
回教大帝国的首都是在巴格达。
The capital of the Ottoman Empire is in Baghdad.
东罗马帝国的首都是在伊斯坦堡。伊斯坦丁堡。
The Eastern Roman Empire's capital is in Istanbul.
那现在我们知道说。回教徒是一手拿刀，一手拿《可兰经》。
We know the Muslims has a sword on one hand and Quran on the other hand.
他要征服全世界。
He wants to conquer the whole world.
那为什么那个时候没有把东罗马帝国征服了呢
？Why didn't they conquer the Eastern Roman Empire？
历史学家告诉我们说
，Historians tell us，
就是因为哈萨尔王国的缘故。
It's because of the Khazar kingdom of Khazar。
那么这个王国呢，一摆在那个地方，就能够完全平衡他们。
The kingdom was there to balance those two empires.
所以就在那个时候。
So at that time,
那么这个王国，这个 kingdom 就决定说，到底我们要信仰基督教呢，还是信仰回教
？So that kingdom at that time was trying to decide whether they should believe in Christianity or Islam.
最后，他们决定要平衡整个那个局面。
In the end, they decide they wanted to be the balancing force.
全世界都不会想到。
The world never imagined.
这些人本来就是外邦人。
They were all Gentiles.
不要忘记他们是匈奴，他们是蒙古人。
They were Huns.
甚至于你可以说是中国人都可以。
You can even call them Chinese.
不管怎么样。
Doesn't matter.
这些人根本就是没有神，拜偶像的。
They were idolaters.
结果很稀奇。
But amazingly,
就在那一段时间里
during that time,
他们拥抱犹太教做国教。
They embraced Judaism as their national religion.
刚开始的时候
in the beginning,
他们的王带着四十个贵族
their king taking with him 40 nobles.
他们说我们要皈依犹太教。
We wanted to believe in Judaism.
慢慢他们的政权就稳定下来了。
And gradually their government settled.
所以就开始有他们自己的铜币了。
They have their own coin.
所以到了842年的时候
In 842,
现在考古学家能够找到那个时候的铜币
The archaeologists now can find the coins from that time.
上面怎么说呢
What does it say?
摩西是先知
Moses is a prophet.
那这个没有什么稀奇，对不对
That's not
amazing. 原来那个时候的回教世界
Because the Islam world at that time.
如果你拿他们的铜币的话
If you take their coin.
他们一定说穆罕默德是先知
They say Muhammad is the prophet.
所以稀奇不稀奇
So amazingly.
现在历史学家
The historians
考古学家
Archaeologists now.
能够证明给我们看
They can prove to us.
在那个时候有个犹太的国度
During that time, there was a kingdom of Jews.
他们本来不是犹太人
They were not Jews.
他们皈依成为犹太人他们相信了犹太教。
They believe Judaism.
明白吗？整个犹太教就变成他们的国教。
And Judaism became their national religion.
到了860年的时候。
In 860.
他们的皇帝叫什么名字呢？
the name of their emperor.
叫做厄巴底亚。
It's
Obadiah.
Obadiah.
你叫厄巴底亚是圣经里面的名字。
You know that's a name from the Bible.